Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks looks, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterwin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembrough.
All right, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. And it is time for the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Mel Pearson in our studio and ready to take your questions later on this hour. If you've got something on your mind that you would like to ask Coach, he'll answer it for you. But you have to email it to me, dj@themix93.com. I already have some questions all lined up. And coming up, a great weekend down at Bowling Green. The Huskies, a win on Friday night, 5-2, after jumping out to a 4-0 lead. And then on Saturday night, it took overtime, but the Huskies got their first lead of the game just a couple of minutes into the overtime period, and Blake Pianola gets the game winner 5-4. The Huskies get 4 big points, and Coach, I know that felt good for you, the fans, the team, everybody involved with Michigan Tech Huskies hockey. Congratulations on the two wins.
Well, thank you, Dirk, and good morning. It was a good weekend. You know, we're in a results-oriented business, I guess, if you want to call it a business or more of a sport, and the bottom line is winning, and we got two huge wins for the program, and I couldn't be prouder and more happy for especially our players. You know, it was a tough weekend. I mean, Bowling Green obviously really came at us hard Saturday, and our guards weathered the storm. We played through the physicality and everything going on in that game and found a way to win the hockey game, and it's good. And I think all the things that we've done earlier and all through the year are finally starting to show some dividends now, and good for our players.
Well, we got some great goals throughout the weekend. 10 goals in two games. Obviously, the scoring drought was at least for a while put off because we got some offense. We got some breaks too in that first night to jump out to that lead. But you know what? We deserve some, as I thought, and some great goals. I mean, some highlight reel goals on that weekend.
Yeah, finally, you know, and we've been wondering where some of those are all year. Like, I'm sure the fans have, but like I said, you know, hockey's a strange game, an interesting game. It can be a tough game at times, and you don't always get the breaks you deserve. And you know, some nights the other team's goalie has something to say about that. And mm-hmm. But I give our guys a lot of credit. I mean, they've stuck with the program. They've believed in themselves and what we're doing. And like I said, now we're starting to get a few breaks here and there, and now the confidence is starting to, you know, go up. And look out now. I mean, if we can start scoring and with our defense and goaltending, I think we'll be in good shape here going forward this last 8 games of the regular season.
I thought the defense played well all weekend long, especially on Friday night. I know we gave up 4 goals on Saturday, and yeah, you're not happy with that. No. But there was some good defense, I thought, on that Friday night game.
Well, definitely. You know, they scored a late goal, really a meaningless goal at that point. Phoenix had to make, you know, and I give Phoenix a lot of credit. He had not played for a while. That's a tough situation to throw a goal in. If you haven't played for 3 weeks and all of a sudden you get thrown in on the road against a pretty good team, you know, it's in the top half of our league, one of the best scoring teams in our league. To throw him in there, he had to make 2 saves right off the bat in the first 5 minutes. It really changed the complexion of that game, and it helped settle our team down. And we went from there, and things started going for us. And I thought Phoenix had a real strong game.
And they were 2 unbelievable saves.
Stretch pass up across the line for Williamson. It's in! Shoots! Save! Made by Phoenix Copley! He stoned them with the pad on the left side, and Williamson nearly took a 1-0 lead for Bowling Green. Murphy hands it off across the Michigan Tech line, and a pass to the high slot. That door save! What a stop by Phoenix Copley again! 2 unbelievable highlight saves by Copley, in the first 7 minutes of play.
Really set the tone, I thought, for the way he played the rest of the game, even though they did get two on him, like you said, eventually. To make those two stops, it could have been a completely different game at that point.
No question. You know, you never know how the game would have turned out, but I think it definitely gave our team some confidence, settled our team down a little bit until we got going. And without a doubt, like I said, I think they were big for Phoenix more than anybody. They're big for him to make those saves and give him some confidence. He hadn't, like I said, played in a while. He's a very capable, very good goaltender, and you can see it in those two saves. Those are the saves you need, Dirk. Those are the saves that maybe we weren't getting somewhere earlier on or somewhere later in the game that can really turn the game around. So good for Phoenix and good for our team.
It was good, and when we got the scoring going, it was big time. The Michigan Tech Huskies got on the board first. David Johnstone gets one on the power play to make it 1-0 Michigan Tech.
Racing to the other side is Patan. Good hold in by Alex Patan on the far point, and now taken by Blake Pietola. Pietola protecting the puck, down for Sturos. Nice pass for Hanna. Sends it over. Shot taken. Scores! David Johnstone with the goal as it just went through Shaw. What a pass by the Huskies. Couple of passes, actually, to take a 1-0 lead on the power play.
And we asked David Johnstone after that game if he knew for sure that Hanna was going to send that over to him. And he said he was pretty confident because of the one-on-one situation up top.
Yeah, Shane Hanna made a real nice play there. You know, sort of a little slight hesitation at the top of the blue line to draw the one penalty killer to him, and then made a real nice pass to David. And the thing about the pass and the goal is it has to be in a good spot so David can one-time that puck, and that's what he did. Shane made a real nice pass and obviously got that first goal, which was a big goal. Anytime David shoots a puck, he has a chance to score. We really missed him. Mm-hmm. You know, we really missed him, you know, and you don't want to make excuses or talk about it during the time, but, you know, now that he's back, you can see that he can make a difference. Every time he touches the puck in the offensive zone, something can happen. So, and when we were struggling to score goals earlier on when he was gone for that big chunk of the season, you know, you can see you really miss him, but it's great to have him back, and anytime he shoots it, he's got a chance to score.
It's hard to believe he's missed 15 games this season, 12 of them in a row.
Yeah.
And it is nice to have him back. He gets the first one. That came at the 12:08 mark. Shane Hanna and Reed Sturos get the assist. It was a power play goal for the Huskies to open up the scoring. They weren't done in that period as Michigan Tech gets Malcolm Gould on a bit of a rush, and he made something out of nothing with 13:57 left to go, in the first period. C.J. and Shane Hanna get the assist. Here it was, Malcolm Gould getting the goal to make it 2-0 Michigan Tech.
Cleared up the center ice. Here's a chance back the other way now for C.J. Eich. Racing to a loose puck. He's got a guy going in front. Tipped in front. Did he score? Yes! What a play by C.J. Eich! And tipping it was Malcolm Gould. And the Huskies take a 2-0 lead on a beautiful play by C.J. Eich.
I tell you what, Gould was so, or should have been so well covered on that play, but he was able to extend that stick far enough, and C.J. Eich was able to catch up to that puck, and like he always does, and then deliver that great pass.
Yeah, it was a good play all the way around. Malcolm Gould made a real nice, subtle play in the neutral zone where he just chipped the puck and sort of fed it to an open wing where C.J. can use his speed. And what I like about it is after Malcolm made the play, he hustled. He got from the red line, and he went straight to that net hard with his stick on the ice. And, you know, a lot of times a guy will make a play and then relax. You think the play's over. But that's the time. Once you make that play, you have to get back in the play. And Malcolm did a real good job. And like I said, strong drive to the net with a stick on the ice. And those are some of the things that we've been working on, you know, as we're trying to score more goals. And good for Malcolm. He had a good weekend, too. I thought he played really well. And it's nice to get some secondary scoring, as, you know, we'll talk about. But good for him. Nice pass by CJ. That speed by CJ creates a lot of issues and problems for teams. And a real nice play. Big goal.
It was hard to see, even on the replay. Did that go five hole?
Yeah, it went five
hole. It did, okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, the goalie just had to move across because the pass was coming from one side mm-hmm. of the rink, basically, to the far post. So that goalie's got to come across. And he just opened up just enough for Malcolm to put it in.
C.J. Eich gets the assist along with Shane Hanna. Shane Hanna, two assists in that first period. The Huskies outshoot Bowling Green 11-5 in period number one. They lead 2-0 going into the second period, and they score the next two goals. David Johnstone gets his second of the game as he was able to put it past the goaltender to make it 3-0 Michigan Tech.
Sturos sends it over for Pietola. This line's been out there a while. Sturos gets it back. Now for Johnstone, a shot over the shoulder. Did it go in? Oh, that would have been a goal. That would have been a goal, and they should look at it again.
Well, they did look at it again, and we were right. It was a goal. The shot by David Johnstone just kind of popped up in the air over the goaltender, and I could see from the live look at it that it did cross the line before the net was knocked off. But I thought the call was that they thought Sturrows batted it in with his hand.
It looked like the referee. That's the call. It looked like he was making that it was a hand pass, or not a hand pass, that he actually redirected the puck into the net with his hand. But, I give the referees credit. You know, they go to the review booth, and that's why I have a review, just to make sure you get it right. And obviously there's no argument from Bowling Green, but the puck did go up over the goalie, across the goal line.